Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A guide to life's most trying dilemmas. I'm Susan Stanford.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And Susan, I want to talk to you today about a topic that I had thought about the other week when I was at a farmer's market.
Let me guess. What would Rob do with unpasteurized cheese?
No, but close.
Okay, what?
I was checking out all the various produce and fruits and vegetables, and I was thinking, I have no clue what half of these things are here. I mean, I've heard a lot about things like rutabaga and rhubarb, but I'm like, what do you do with it? How do you cook this?
So what did you ask the farmer about?
Well, I didn't really ask the farmer anything because I was looking at these things and they're kind of dirty. And then I'm looking at the rhubarb and it's like this big red stick. And I didn't want to get into it with him. But later I called up a rhubarb aficionado.
Chop it up and cook it with water and sugar. And I also put a little currant juice in it sometimes.
Now, that there was Joan Nathan, and she's the author of numerous cookbooks, including her latest, The New American Cooking, and Jewish Cooking in America.
You bet.
Yeah, that's a great one. And she said, you know, most people use rhubarb with strawberries to make a rhubarb strawberry pie, but you can also use its slightly sour taste to add some flavors to sauces and chutneys. And she says that goes well with fish.
Huh.
I didn't even know that. So there is, though, one word of caution she mentioned to me about rhubarb, which we talked about.
Be careful of the leaves. The leaves are poisonous, so don't use them.
That's a good thing to know.
Wow, I never knew that.
Yeah, so apparently rhubarb is like the blowfish of vegetables, you know, where you don't want to screw up when you're cutting it up or else you're toast.
So did you talk about any other vegetables? You had mentioned rutabaga.
Yeah, so for the longest time, I thought rutabaga was like an old-fashioned car, like, hey, Frankie, you take out the Hudson and I'll take out the rutabaga.
No, that's Studebaker.
Oh.
Studebaker.
It sounds so similar. Hey, I'm going to drive the rutabaga out, huh? But I think, like, the popularity, though, of rutabakers and Studebakers probably peaked around the same time because I don't know who cooks with rutabaga anymore. So I had to do some digging around. I figured out this is a yellow turnip-like vegetable, which isn't too helpful because I don't eat turnips either.
So that's a real problem right there. But did you learn anything about the rutabaga?
Well, I learned that there's a number of ways to experience these vegetables, and the easiest thing to do is you kind of can eat them raw, like in a salad.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this whole raw food movement where people are saying that's the most nutritious way to eat it, and you get all the vitamins, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, I thought that eating raw rutabaga doesn't sound so appealing. So fortunately, Joan had another solution for me.
Cut them up and treat them like French fries, you know? Fry them really good.
Well, there's an idea.
And wouldn't that just be so unexpected at a dinner party? Say, hey, I've got some rutabaga fries for you.
Yes, you'd have to cut them real thin and put on a lot of salt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think that would just be a really big fake out. People are like, rutabaga fries? What?
Now, I know you have some fruit you wanted to talk about, but any other vegetables that you found a little puzzling, Rob?
Well, the thing that always gets me are those big root-like things. They've got the taro root, which I think is like a Polynesian specialty, or a celery root, which just looks like this big gnarly growth. I'm like, what do you do with this? And Joan says the best thing to do is with these fibrous vegetables, you want to try to saute them because they have a strong flavor. And she said to me the best thing to do is kind of put in some soy sauce.
Ooh.
And some onions.
Yeah.
And that kind of calms things out a little bit because otherwise it's going to be a mouthful of sticks.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, let's get to some fruit now. It might be a little softer. People know what to do with apples. That we know. Bananas. But there are some fruits that you're confused about. Is that it?
Yes. I get confused about star fruit. Star fruit doesn't really look like a star to me. It just looks like a weird Nerf football. It's green and yellow. But apparently, they're not only these edible things, but they can be patriotic as well.
Star fruit are great to put in a salad for the 4th of July. You know, just chop them up and they look like a star and be really pretty.
They taste good, too. They have a nice crunch to them. You should try.
But I like this idea, though, of your food or your fruit going with a holiday or an occasion. I was thinking, you know, star fruit, perhaps it could be something where they serve at Dancing with the Stars or, you know, Star Church. I mean, the puns you could do with star fruit seems endless.
Yeah, yeah. Any other fruit or vegetable you want to talk about?
There's another one, which is the kumquat, which are those little, I guess they're like mini apricots.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know, maybe in the same family. And I always thought, okay, these are fun. My mom used to buy them for me when we used to go to an Asian grocery.
Yeah.
And those were always fun to eat, but I'm always wondering, can you cook them? Can you? What else can you do with these things apart from just popping them? And Joan said,
you put salt in them and then you keep them in lemon for a few weeks, and there's like a chemical reaction. They're really very delicious.
Does it ferment ever? Because
just the way that a lemon would or a cucumber, it just pickles them.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to worry about getting drunk off kumquats.
No.
So unfortunately, her recipe does not make alcohol kumquats, because I thought that could be really fun, like for a party, you know, uh-huh. Like you say, hey, we're going to pop some quats or something like that. You know, it could be like a new party game, you know, maybe when you're watching football.
Sounds dreadful, really. I'd stick to the popcorn or the beer or something.
Yeah, maybe popping quats isn't going to catch on. But hey, you know, you could try it. You could try it.
Well, thanks for the suggestion. And also, thank you all for listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Susan Stamberg.
And I'm Rob Sachs.
There's a party in my tummy. Now there's a party in my tummy. Hey, there's a party in my tummy. There's a party in my tummy.
So yummy, so yummy, yummy,
yummy.